Right now, though, I want to talk about the Festival of Death and Dying, because this weekend it is returning to Sydney. It's going to be back on at Critical Path in Rushcutters Bay. Now, the festival wants to encourage us to be more open when it comes to discussing death, and something that's really still, to me, inexplicably taboo. Now, philosopher Peter Banky is the festival director. Peter, very good morning to you.
Thank you for having me.
Now, look, it's something that we all have in common. It's something that's going to affect 100% of us, and yet it still puzzles me that we find it so hard to discuss death.
Yes, indeed. 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 Yeah, not only to discuss it, but actually to think about it even.
Why are we so divorced from our own mortality?
I think because there's something very strange about it. I mean, I was thinking about it just yesterday and thinking the idea that my body is not going to be the same as it looks right now, that it's no longer going to move, that, you know, my body's going to rot and return to dust. I mean, it's all ashes. It's really, really uncanny and strange. And I think that, I mean, I don't think it's an accident that we find it difficult, but I think it's more difficult now than it's ever been before.
We are in this sort of modern age very, very separated from our deaths, aren't we?
Indeed, indeed. It's very much the affair of professionals, of doctors, of undertakers, of, you know, funeral directors and celebrants. It's not something that's, you know, it's not a learning that we actually, you know, have that is, if you like, communal anymore.
And I feel like we've lost something with that. I mean, you know, I know there's been a bit more of a move towards, say, dying at home. We talk about death midwifery, people being prepared for it. I feel like there's maybe that spark of interest in people to actually start talking about this.
Yeah, I think people realise that we have lost something, as you say, and that, you know, you begin to appreciate life in a different and deeper way if you're aware that it's finite. And I think, you know, particularly as you get older and you know, people around you begin to die, you know, the idea that you can die becomes a little more present.
And I know that you sort of talk with the festival about the idea that the imminence of death actually gives life a little more meaning.
Indeed. And intensity, you know, and value. You know, I'm not sure if it gives life more meaning, but it gives it more intensity and value.
That is probably a much better way of putting it. Look, there are going to be over 20 different talks, workshops and performances and more. I notice you're hosting one on the topic of forgiveness.
Yes, that's right. I wrote a book on forgiveness. It's coming out in a few months, and it's based on my PhD. And, I mean, forgiveness is so, it's often associated with death because, you know, it's when, you know, there's no more time that people, you know, try to repair, you know, the things that have been left unrepaired or left hanging in their lives. And so often, like in theatre or in books, you know, deathbed scenes are also scenes of forgiveness. So that's the connection to the festival. But I'm very interested in when it becomes virtually impossible to forgive, when you're not able to forgive. And how you, in a way, live without being forgiven or without being able to forgive. And, what the consequences are for our relationships.
Because they are deep and abiding consequences when one has to feel that way.
Indeed. Indeed. Mm. You know, people stop talking to each other, usually. And I try to provide some different ways of thinking about forgiveness than, like, the, you know, traditional way where someone says, I'm sorry, and then you say, I forgive you. Because I think that that's not always the way forgiveness happens for most people, or can happen.
Now, I think one of the other talks that really caught my attention was Experiencing Terminal Cancer, Tamara Targo's talk.
Yes, yes. I actually met her at a sex festival, at an erotic festival. And yes, and I told her that I'm producing a festival of death and dying. She said, well, that's very interesting because I have terminal brain cancer. And we got talking, and I said, well, you know, you really got to give a workshop at my festival. And she was delighted, because normally when she tells people she has terminal brain cancer, people just, you know, freeze and don't know what to say. And so, you know, I came up with a novel response. I said, come and give a workshop on it. And she's very committed to doing that, because she feels that the voices of people in her situation really need to be heard. Because most of the time they're silent. We never hear from these people. And she has some really useful and important things to say, I think. For example, she says, take out a life insurance policy. That's probably the most important advice that she can give anybody, is because when she got diagnosed, she was able to get her insurance cashed in, and then she didn't have to work.
Wow!
So she you know, for the last couple of years, she hasn't worked, and she's been able to do the things that she's always wanted to do in her life.
Because I can't imagine what it'd be like living with your own death for that period of time, knowing it, you know, intimately, but also having it there the entire time.
She's a very quiet person, and you can tell that there's a bit of disturbance to her brain functioning because of the cancer that she has. But she did say one thing to me that stayed with me. She said, look, you really don't have time for nastiness or meanness or aggressiveness. You know, anyone who comes at her with any kind of nastiness, meanness or aggressiveness, she just gets away from very, very quickly because she just doesn't, you know, she's too vulnerable, really, to be able to cope with it. And I really took that to heart. I thought, well, you know, okay, if you're facing death, you just want people to be kind and thoughtful. And that's actually something that I've really learned from working with people who you know, are around death a lot. And they tend to be very compassionate and kind people.
That is a very interesting takeaway for that. Peter, we will leave it there. I know it is on this weekend. Details at deathfest.net. We'll make sure there's a link up to that on the 2SER.com website for anyone who's interested in going along. It is always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Peter Banky there. He is the festival director of the Festival of Death and Dying. As I said, on this weekend, deathfest.net.